This is a story about two righteous people whose amazing experience at the time of Jesus' presentation in the temple confirmed that he was the Messiah. The first was Simeon. The description of Simeon is of a holy man, one who was oriented toward Israel's future. He was a layman, not a priest. He was awaiting the consolation of Israel, which means that he was hoping for the restoration of Israel's morale, of the rewards for all that the nation had suffered since the exile for over 600 years. And he was a holy man. So the Holy Spirit was with him. And that is emphasized two different times, that the Holy Spirit was with him and that he came up into the temple by the Spirit, by the inspiration of the Spirit. So the descriptions of him are of one who is uniquely sensitive to and aware of God's presence. The temple was an absolutely magnificent place, and one needs to imagine and portray the temple and its atmosphere in the way that you tell the story. His promise from God was that he would see the Lord's Messiah, the Lord's anointed one, before he would die. And his coming up and finding the child and taking him in his arms is then a confirmation of Jesus' identity as the Messiah. Simeon's hymn, his song, which he sings in utter exaltation and joy, is a song of triumph, the fulfillment of one who has waited for an entire lifetime for this event. His description of the child and his song is that now he can die in peace because he has seen the one who has been sent for Israel's salvation. And the description of the child has two dimensions. The first is that he is coming as a light to the Gentiles, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of Israel. So the light is first described as being for the revelation, for the enlightenment of the Gentiles, Israel's enemies. Second, it is for the glory of the people of Israel. This is all to be told in a spirit of amazement and wonder, in the same tone as the appearance of the angels to the shepherds, and in many ways of this whole story from the beginning of the Gospel of Luke until now. The blessing to Mary is full of what one could call realistic and sober assessment. The child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and is a sign that is spoken against, that is, spoken against the corruption, the preoccupation with things other than the kingdom, and the first of the passion prophecies is implicitly spoken by Simeon to Mary. That is, that a sword would pierce her soul also, by implication, in addition to the sword that will pierce the one who has been called. And that statement is embedded in this promise of what the Messiah will do. That is, that he will reveal the hearts, what is in the hearts of many. The description of Anna is of an extraordinary woman. She is, in many ways, an anticipation of the women who became members of monastic communities of women in the 4th and 5th century. She lives a kind of monastic life. She was married, but then has lived as a celibate woman for most of her life, and all of that time devoted to prayer in the temple, fasting, and she literally lived her life in the temple praying. And so she, as a woman who recognizes the presence of God, when she sees the child, speaks to everyone about who is looking for the consolation of Jerusalem, and rejoices at seeing the child. So these are stories that have the dynamic of signs of blessing, of confirmation of Jesus' identity as the Messiah, and perhaps most of all, of great, great joy.